Hi, I'm Keith, director of Little Wonder. In a moment, the play will start. But first, if you like what we do, please comment and share on your preferred social media or review us on iTunes. Enjoy the show and come visit us at littlewonder.website.
Can You Hear the Birds? By Scott Walker.
What a snazzy looking wheelchair.
It gets me around. That's all I'm worried about.
If I were you, in a wheelchair and all, I'd worry about a lot of things.
Hey, don't push me. I didn't see that coming.
I'm sure there's a lot of things coming that you'll never see. Don't you remember me at all?
I don't think so. But maybe if I have the time.
Neither one of us has that much time. But I've seen you tooling around. I even shouted at you a couple of times.
I see.
Whoa, hey, what the hell is this? Your wheelchair has GPS. And it's voice activated, auto driven. You just tell it where you're going and off it goes.
It even knows how to avoid the low hanging tree branches and goes around potholes.
Hey, how cool is that? You're so lucky, man. You can avoid all life's pitfalls without a worry in the world.
I doubt that.
We'll see. Maybe you're right. Maybe you're not. We'll see. We'll see. The name's Walker. Hey, if my hand isn't dirty, what, are you too weak to shake hands? Come on. You're blind as well as crippled?
Yep, I'm blinder than a bat. I only wear glasses to keep my eyeballs from falling out.
Eyeballs from falling out? You're putting me on, right? You know, for a blind guy, you have one hell of a sense of humor.
I see.
I see. You don't stop, do you? Like I said, name's Walker. Can You Walker?
And I'm Bird. Robin Bird.
You're kidding me.
Nope. It's my name. Had it all my life. So far, anyway.
So far? Oh, I get it, yeah. I get it, man. Man, you're really something. You know, I knew you back before, you know, this situation with your legs and all that.
Yeah. The accident happened a long time ago when I lived with my dad. He bought a house nearby, back in the day when it was a circus.
Circus, yeah. Wow, another circus freak, just like me. I hung out here all the time when I was a kid.
Me too. And there is something about you that seems familiar. I just can't put my finger on.
I live on 5th Street. We've probably bumped into each other.
Bumped for sure. I grew up on 3rd. Hey, hear that?
Hear what?
And those frogs.
Oh, yeah, over there in the marsh. Want me to take you out?
Oh, gosh, no. If my wheelchair got stuck, I'd be stuck forever.
Don't worry. I'll carry you. Hey, you're as light as a feather, man.
Aren't those birds glorious?
What birds? There ain't no birds here.
You really don't hear them?
Yeah, better?
Sure, I guess. But I was happy where I was, and never been here before.
Here, this is a frog. Ever hold one this close before?
No, never. This is awesome, thanks.
Hang with me, and I'll show you things you've never seen before. Just hang with me, okay?
I'd like to hang with somebody. But I say that in a figurative sense, not a literal one. I don't want us hanging from the same gallows or anything like that.
Birdman, you're funny.
For an ugly, crippled, blind guy, you're as funny as hell.
No offense.
None taken. I got my sense of humor from my daddy. He was a clown with the circus.
You're kidding me.
No. Daddy met Mum underneath the big top. She walked the high wire, and Daddy was her spotter. He spotted her. Get it? Never mind. Actually, Mum had another boyfriend before they met, but Daddy caught her in the act.
Caught her in the act. I get it. You're a regular Joe, boy. Is that why you hang around this defunct circus? Because you're such a clown?
No. I just hate being inside, especially on days like this. I'd rather be in the middle of nowhere, listening to the wild birds sing and seeing what I can see.
For an old son of a clown, you never stop, do you? But this river is cool. And soon, you'll be.
Sorry? I was listening to the birds. I didn't hear
what
you
said. What is it with you and birds? There ain't no birds singing anywhere nearby. You know, I bet nobody comes here for days other than you, me, frogs, and those vultures circling overhead.
Well, except for the vultures, that's why I like it here. It's just me and the critters. Hey, I bet no one's been in this marsh since the circus abandoned this place 10 years ago.
Don't you feel the danger, being all alone? You should.
Nah. Danger's my middle name. It was my grandpa's surname.
Say what?
My mum's dad was Robin Danger. I'm named after him. Robin Danger Bird.
So, you're the dangerous one, not the vultures after all.
But seriously, aren't you afraid of being all alone?
Nah. The cemetery's just over the hill. And the dead folks only come out at night.
Only come out at night. You're killing me, man. But you nailed it about being peaceful, surrounded by all these flowers, wildlife, the river. Reminds me of Eden.
Were you there?
Was I there? You gotta stop joking, man.
Look out. There's a snake behind you.
I get it. Like the snake in the Garden of Eden.
No, there's a snake behind you. I smell it. I hear it rustling through the bushes. Don't move. It's coming for you.
Whoa. Don't worry. Snakes are afraid of people. Yeah. Especially men with sticks. Or stick legs like yours.
Excuse me?
Stick legs. You got your legs all burned up in the fire, didn't you? You ended up with worthless, twisted clown legs. Ever think about following in your daddy's footprints and being a clown? You look like a clown with your half-burned-off ears, squinted-up eye sockets, and that look of fear on your stupid face.
Excuse me?
And your clothes, man. You gotta do something about those stinky-ass rags.
Look, I'm not comfortable here. Take me back. Take me out.
Oh, I'll be taking you out, bozo. I'll be taking your sorry ass all the way out.
What the hell are you talking about? I thought we were friends.
We were never friends, clown face. We were never any goddamn friends.
Take me out of here. Take me out.
I said I'd be taking you out. Right from the get-go, I said it. I'll be dumping your sorry ass in the middle of the river, you disfigured son of a clown.
Put me down! I'm not a rag doll!
You don't get it, do you? I'm just repaying you for your daddy's crime. You don't remember? Crooked little bird lips, you don't remember, do you? You honestly don't remember, Tweety Bird. Well, you'll remember soon enough. Think back to those circus days. To the day your daddy shoved my daddy in the middle of a cannon and shot his ass halfway to hell.
What are you talking about? My family was in the circus, not yours, mine.
Both our families were in the circus, Birdfeet. Your daddy was the big macho clown with the floppy shoes and a big mouth who wanted my mama so bad he stuffed my daddy headway first in the cannon and shot him halfway to hell. I saw it all, but no one listened. They might have listened to two boys. Not one. Not just me.
I remember something about a cannon, but I was just a little boy. I must have been 5 or 6. I remember an accident, but...
It wasn't an accident, Birdlips. Your daddy laughed when he shot my daddy out of that cannon.
I bet you remember the fire, though. I bet you remember your daddy's house burning to the damn ground. I bet you remember your mama and daddy screaming to bloody Jesus for the angels to drop out of the sky, don't you? But I bet you didn't see me. You didn't see my gas can. Or this lighter. Or me praying to Jesus that he'd burn all your sorry asses to hell.
You did this to me? Why? Why?
Just call it retribution, Pitface. Call it my way of reminding you of the pain I've been suffering all these years.
You've suffered? I'm the one who suffered every second of my life since that fire, since you... Oh my God, all I ever wanted to do was listen to the wild birds sing, and now you're going to take that away, aren't you? You're going to take it all away.
Now you got it. But I like your sense of humor, so I'll be sending you to a land where the birds never stop. Tell me, can you still hear those make-believe birds?
Help me, Jesus!
No! Jesus, help me choke this scrawny little bird's neck!
Let me go! Let me listen to the birdies!
Bye, birdie.
Still nothing. They were all in your head, weren't they? Oh, oh, sweet Jesus. I hear them. I hear the wild birds sing. Ah, I hear them. Ah, I hear them. Ah, I freaking hear them.
In Can You Hear the Birds, the part of Robin Bird was played by Keith Crawford, and Can You Walker by Chris Taylor.
Hi, I'm Keith, director of Little Wonder. We hope you enjoyed the show and will leave a like, comment, or share us via social media. You can find all our work on iTunes under Little Wonder Radio Plays, where a rating or review would really help us out. Thanks for listening, and come visit us at littlewonder.website.
Little Wonder.
Coming soon from Little Wonder, The Fall by Zoe Grange.
Dear travellers, I am floating in space. My body is weightless. My skin peels off and hangs in the atmosphere like an empty spacesuit. I drift through the stars. This is how it felt when I fell. And then I landed.